Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Simon here. It's the 5th of September 2010. This is my Audio Boot Audio blog. We're having a fascinating debate with the witty, intelligent, insightful, and downright handsome Floyd UK about the Apple TV. And I think I've not really been articulating my ideas very clearly, so I'm going to need to try and restate them now. I think that Apple, they're not beholden to media companies or television companies or cell phone companies. They have relationships with those companies, and there's a similar perspective the other way around, where these companies feel that they may be beholden to Apple as a distributor. And John, you mentioned that. So I think it's a two-way street and it's a negotiation process. But Apple have done that many times before, where they've kind of put restrictions on their products in order to build a relationship with a provider of some kind. So whether it's having the exclusive relationships with the mobile phone carriers when they needed to establish the iPhone, and O2 in the UK and AT&T, and obviously they've broken down those exclusive arrangements, so they don't need them anymore to establish the iPhone in several countries, but not the US. And, DRM on MP3 and those sorts of things. So they have those restrictions in place, and that gives their suppliers more confidence to actually back the Apple platform, and that's how the Apple platform then gets established, and Apple can sell a load of the kit. And then at some point, Apple say, well, we have to break down these boundaries now. They did it with the DRM on the music. They did it with the application marketplace on the iPhone. Eventually somebody jailbreaks it. That's what happened with the iPhone. They caused a jailbreak community. People were writing their own applications. Apple then said, well, we need to step in and provide a quality application marketplace to protect our suppliers. And so therefore they jumped in. The MP3 industry, there was a industry before Apple came up with iTunes, and it was a mess, and it was no regulation. And Apple came in and said, yeah, we can protect these music companies by coming with a DRM system. So that's what they do. They restrict things on their customer. They make sure that their software and hardware doesn't do things it could do in order to give the confidence to their suppliers. And then they break it down later on. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen with the Apple TV. I don't think the old one is better than the new one, like you think, John. The old one does not have an A4 chip, and it cannot run iOS. It doesn't have an ARM chip. It can't run iOS, and I think that's the key here. I think that people will jailbreak the Apple TV. The Apple TV, will sell in big numbers. Real punters will buy these things, not just like geek numbers that are buying Roku boxes. It's not geeks like you and me, John. It's real punters, the general public. They're going to buy these in their millions, and then someone will do a jailbreak. People will have the full iOS running on these Apple TVs. People will say, oh, I've got... I can't do a touch interface, so I can only run certain apps on the Apple TV. But if I've got an iPod or an iPhone, I can use that as the touch screen. These things will happen once they're sold in their millions, and then Apple will then kindly come in and say, "Oh well, we have to protect the people that are the owners of the Apple TVs, and we need to protect the people that are producing applications. So we'll put a legitimate application marketplace on this box for you." If they did that now, they wouldn't get the TV companies and Netflix or whoever to participate with them. And the same thing will happen. I think advertising is going to change. iAds. I don't see adverts on television anymore. They're in advert breaks. People know how to fast forward through them, or to not record them in the first place. That's a broken method. But the only ads I do see are the ones I see on my laptop or my iPad while I'm watching television. And I look up something on IMDb, and I'll see an ad, or I'll look up some concept I've seen on some TV show, and I'll see an ad there. And that's where I think that Apple could really, that's probably why they bought iAds in the first place, because then they can own the relationship between the application that's running on your iPad and the television screen that's in front of you, and use that as an alternative method of paying for the TV content. Was there anything else I wanted to say? Stream to me app, rubbish. Oh, we were talking about real punters here, so that's not what I'm talking about. That's rubbish, what you described there. Thanks very much for listening. Take care. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.